MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
A new credit stress report from 80/20 reveals something both surprising and concerning. South Africans earning over 30,000 rand a month now hold a staggering 75% of overdue debt. I think that's a signal that financial strain isn't just hitting the lower income brackets. It's a lot more than that. As inflation, interest rates and lifestyle creep squeeze the middle class to high earners, the warning lights are now flashing across the consumer credit dashboard. I want to explore this in a little more detail. Andrew Fulton, Director at 80/20, a very warm welcome to you. And why, in your opinion, then, are high income earners increasingly falling behind on debt repayments? That 75% is a staggering number, as I said.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us on the show, Jeremy. It is a staggering number, but it's also in line with how much of the debt they actually own. So what is interesting in South Africa is what we've noticed over the last sort of 5 years and perhaps even longer is there's been a concentration of debt. So there's fewer people getting into the credit market, but the credit market in value is actually growing at sort of near inflation rates, about 4% and a bit over the last year. But what's happening is poor people are either being squeezed out through an inability to get loans or from a supply side, the financial institutions not lending to them. That debt is being concentrated in the wealthier segments. They do have about 75% of all debt by value. And so the overdue balances are also high. But what's more concerning is that they've been growing quite rapidly, you know, 21% for home loans and 18% for credit cards.
And that was my next question. Is it specifically home loans and credit cards that this overdue debt is mostly coming from, or is it more than that?
It's across the board. So all overdue debt is growing, but those ones are the ones that are growing, you know, double digits and more concerningly. I mean, credit card has been a story we've been speaking about for the last 4 years since COVID. So that one's just continuing to grow. But home loan balances was a bit of a jump this quarter.
Do you think we're seeing signs of over-indebtedness being masked by higher credit limits that people seem to be able to procure these days?
Yeah, I mean, look, people are intelligent about, you know, especially at the upper end of the income, you know, they're financially literate individuals and they know how they can game the system to get more credit. You know, they can probably game the forms they fill out to get credit from different financial institutions. So, yes, people are obviously overextending themselves. But once again, it's been something that's a South African way of life. You know, you generally can't make ends meet with your salary. So you augment with credit, particularly credit cards and unsecured.
And part of the problem, I would imagine, is a combination of stagnant real income against the backdrop of ever-increasing rising cost. And we've seen that evident in the GDP numbers that are out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Debt Busters did an interesting piece of analysis last quarter, the quarter before, suggesting that incomes are down, you know, nearly 40% over the last sort of 3 or 4 years. And we've seen the really high inflation environment that we had post-COVID. You know, that's under control. It's in the Reserve Bank's bands. But it is still, you know, those prices, while they're not rising as quickly, they're still very high compared to where they were 4 years ago. So, yeah, people are not keeping up with what they need to earn in order to buy what they need to live.
And what I'm wondering is if the debt stress is more concentrated in specific demographics or professions, or as I think you're going to say, probably right across the board.
It is across the board, and it's in different areas with different segments. I mean, we've got our 80/20 national segmentation where we divide South Africa into 8 segments, and at the bottom you've got your sort of mass credit market, your entry-level nurses and teachers, and their debt is really more unsecured and retail. You know, that's where they're stressed. Back at the top end, our comfortable retirees and our heavy hitters, their debt stress is home loans and vehicle asset finance.
And the sense
credit card.
And the sensible way around this, of course, is for higher earners to cut back on spending. But I guess the reality is they're simply borrowing more to cope.
Yeah. And I mean, it's hard to cut back spending on, say, a mortgage. I mean, I guess you could. You were certainly seeing it in the vehicle market. People are definitely cutting back on their vehicle asset finance take up. We see the increase of sales in less expensive Chinese cars. And we've seen, you know, the middle class just dropping out by hundreds of thousands from vehicle asset finance altogether, either foregoing a car or maybe just foregoing that second car.
And Andrew Fulton, I guess it begs the question about whether banks and lenders should be rethinking their approach to risk in the light of these numbers that you've shared with me.
Yeah, and that's always a constant job of the financial institutions to determine whether or not the risk that they're taking on is justifiable. But yeah, I mean, we've been in this high debt environment for quite a long period of time, so we'll see how it goes.
And are you able to extrapolate? I mean, if you look at the figures now, do you think that this trajectory is inevitably going to continue with an unclear outcome?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one to kind of, what do you benchmark against? Mm. So you know, we see the total overall value of debt just going up relative to inflation. So that's not too bad. I mean, that's just the economy growing and people taking on a reasonable amount of debt. But what is worrying is, as you mentioned, you know, that overdue value is growing much faster than the credit book. And that's where things start to come unstuck. And the one thing we did notice for the first quarter this year, it was the first reversal of people going into arrears on their debt. The people going into default has been dropping. The percentage of people going into default has been dropping since you know, the last sort of 3 years. But the people going into arrears, which is just before default, that went up for the first time this quarter. So we'll see the default rates next quarter, and that's what we're keeping our eye on.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Andrew Fulton, Director at 8020. Appreciate your time today.